Then again, the Rukne Yamani we missed out is one of the stones on the opposite corner, where Hajra Aswad is on the opposite corner is Rukne Yamani. Rukne Yamani is not to be kissed. If you get the opportunity, you pass your both hands over it. If you don't get that opportunity, you just pass your right hand over it. And if you don't get that opportunity, you just walk past. There's no facing the palms and kissing of the palms by Rukne Yamani. And lots of people stop there and they take salute, as if that is something that you have to stop and take salute, because they cannot reach it. So that is not permissible, it should not be done. If you feel that there's a big crowd, then don't go to the Rukne Yamani, you just carry on walking. These two things we missed out, and the third thing was that when we have finished the Safa Marwa, then another two, and you have shaved off your hair, then we make two rakats of Nafil Namaz anywhere around there, that is also Nafil. Now that is as far as the Umrah was concerned. During the days after that, you stay in Makkah Sharif and you make Tawbah, Istighfar, make as much Tawaf as possible. Try and cover up all your Qaza Namazes which you have missed in your lives. What else there is to do there? Go early to the Haram Sharif and read plenty of Qazas. Cover up all the Qazas that you have missed. And every available opportunity, make Tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, because that is one thing you won't get anywhere in the world. Tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif is only there. We are not allowed to go around any other house or grave or anything else. It is only the Kaaba Sharif that we have been ordered by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to make Tawaf of. So as much as possible, make Tawaf. And abstain from sins, that is the most important thing. If we do not abstain from sins there, then it's going to be extremely difficult to abstain from it here. So in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, this is what we have to be very careful about, that we should not do anything that displeases Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah now, but just one more thing which my friend Maulana Shabir Asmal Sahib reminded me, and it is quite an important point, that lots of people go into the Haram with plenty of money. So you should not go with all your cash into the Haram Sharif. Because just as angels come there, lots of devils come there. It is a place of angels and it is a place of devils. Shaitan makes his maximum effort around the Kaaba Sharif to mislead and misdirect people. And Allah Ta'ala hasn't mentioned anywhere in the Quran Sharif, and neither has Rasulullah mentioned anywhere in the Hadith Sharif, that there will be no robbery, there will be no stealing taking place in Makkah and Medina Sharif. So there are gangs which come there and operate. They come with no other niyat except to steal. And they rip the pockets of the people in such a clean way that the person doesn't even realize that his whole pocket is cut. So lots of people have lost a lot of cash in the process. So when you go to the Haram Sharif, there we go from South Africa, people come from other parts of the world, they think that everybody here is an angel. So we go there and we attach ourselves to the Multazam, we go to the Maqame Ibrahim, wherever we are, we are lost, we are in a different world. And they know that at that time when your mind is somewhere else, so they operate on your pocket. So take just sufficient cash that is required for going to the bazaar to buy a few things after the tawaf, or some money for the haircut. Just sufficient cash. When you go Mina Arafat also, just carry sufficient cash, balance, put it into the bank there, or leave it with the muallim for safekeeping. But do not carry all the cash like lots of our South Africans do, or carry plenty of cash. They are losing thousands of riyals. So that was one thing that he reminded me that I should bring to your attention. So this is something that you must be careful about. Now we are talking about the 5 days of Hajj. The 5 days of Hajj will commence on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. Rasulullah ﷺ and the Sahabas, they put on their ihram again, those who are making tamattu, on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. On the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, you will repeat the same process for ihram. That if it is possible, you take ghusl and bath. If it's not possible, then it's not farz. But if possible, you have a nice bath. And after you have, of course, obtained complete body purification, and for the satisfaction of one's nafs, now this is an example that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that if a person has his wife with, then he should make sure that afterwards when he is in the 5 days, he doesn't get evil thoughts worrying him. So once the person has obtained purification, he has relieved himself of a necessity of life, and he has undertaken all the other preparation for the 5 days, now he must put on this ihram of Hajj. Now this time he'll make niyat of Hajj. Ya Allah, I'm making Hajj, make it easy for me and accept it from me. Simple. He will put on the sheets of ihram, make 2 rakat of namaz with his hat on. After the namaz, he will take his hat off and thereafter make the niyat of Hajj and read labbaik 3 times. He is in ihram again. Now this is his Hajj ihram. It is permissible to put this Hajj ihram in Makkah Sharif. It is permissible to go out and put it from Tan'im. Anyway, in the haram, the person puts on the ihram. You can put it on in your hotel room and make your niyat from there. You can go to the haram Sharif, make tawaf, and after that put on your ihram. There's no hard and fast rule that you must go to the haram Sharif, make a tawaf, and then put on your ihram. Some people make things difficult for others. They tell them, no, you first put your ihram in the haram. So you must go and make on tawaf and then make your niyat of ihram for Hajj. This is not necessary. You can just put on your 2 sheets, make your namaz in your room and make your niyat of ihram of Hajj, and that is sufficient. But if somebody goes and makes a tawaf, makes 2 rakat namaz after that, it is a wajib namaz of tawaf, then makes a 2 rakat of nafil namaz or the sunnat namaz of ihram, and then makes his niyat, will say, Alhamdulillah, I'll get more sawab. But it's not compulsory that he should do a thing like that. Once he has got the ihram of Hajj, now he will be proceeding after sunrise on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, after Chash, around Chash time, you proceed to Mina. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his 124,000 companions that were there in the last pilgrimage, we must just picture what a scene that must have been. Each and every Sahabi, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has said, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah pleased with them, they were pleased with Allah. And who is leading them? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a scene. The world has never witnessed and will never witness another scene like that. So these Sahabas, they proceeded to Mina. And at Mina, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr Salat. That's all he did at Mina. The rest of the time he was engaged in zikr, tilawat, ibadat, calling people towards deen. But at Mina he performed Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr Salat. Now the question I want to ask you is that where was more sawab? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahabas, they went out of Makkah Sharif and they performed 5 salat in Mina. And at that time Mina was a jungle. All the supermarkets and complexes and nothing was in Mina. It was a barren land. So they came out from Makkah Sharif and went to Mina, whereas the Kaaba Sharif was in Makkah. There was more sawab if they made tawaf here, they made namazes here, 100,000 namaz sawab for each namaz. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam knew better, or do we know better? Now this whole move, that there is no need to sleep in Mina, the 3 days also you can stay in Makkah Sharif and you just go and stone and come away and sleep back in your hotel. So this is going to destroy the spirit of Hajj. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took the Sahabas, went to Mina and he camped at Mina. Whereas everybody had some accommodation in Makkah Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also had accommodation in Makkah Sharif. So he could have gone directly. There was no need to go to Mina and make Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Salat and Fajr. Now we see advertisements where they say shuttle service, that they'll give sitting space in Mina and they will shuttle you between Mina and Makkah Sharif. After the stoning, go back, enjoy the luxury of the 5-star hotel or whichever hotel you are staying in, and there's no need to sleep in Mina. And if you want to sleep in Mina, then pay 1,000 rands more. In other words, now they are putting that bait there, that if you want to sleep in Mina, then you have to pay 1,000 rands more. And they know the weakness of the Haji, that the Haji will try to save wherever he can. So the Haji will say, why should I pay 1,000 rands more? I'd rather go back to Makkah Sharif and sleep in my own hotel. So brothers, don't get caught in this trap, in this web. It is a shaitani web to deprive us of all the rewards of Hajj. If Makkah, if Mina was full, there was no place at all there, and there were no tents there, there were no halls there, there was nothing there, then too, as a Haji, a person who is deeply in love with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is going to display his love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he would have said that I will sleep in the open ground. Come rain, come shine, anything. But my Allah must become pleased with me because I want to undertake the Hajj in the Sunnat manner, in the way that my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam undertook it with 124,000 companions. You think all the 124,000 companions, everyone had tents and hotels and rooms there and air conditioning. So this Hajj must be undertaken in that spirit. If difficulties come, then you must accept it and you must express pleasure over it. Your reward will increase with those difficulties. But do not ask for difficulties. That is the important. Do not ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to put you through difficulties and hardships. But if it comes away in the performance of Hajj, then accept it happily, willingly, that Allah Ta'ala has given me the opportunity to undertake this Hajj in this manner, and these difficulties are in the path of Allah, and Allah is rewarding me on every hardship that I go through. So do not ask for it, but if it comes, then accept it. So what is there if 3 nights we have to sleep in those halls with 20 people or 50 people in that hall or 100 people? And especially nowadays when we have ijtimaas and we have so many other gatherings where people sleep like that the whole night in the tent. So what is it difficult to spend 2 or 3 nights there? So do not fall for this type of trap. Make the niyyat that we will sleep in those tents, we will sleep in those halls, we will sleep wherever we have to sleep, but we are not going to go against the sunnat method of performing Hajj. We will undertake our Hajj in the proper manner.